A prominent Sunshine Coast mobile vendor has started a campaign asking for a longer-term commitment from Seashelt. B's Ice Cream started operating at its Friendship Park location in 2018 and quickly became a hotspot among locals and tourists. Owner Lane Kobisky says the current mobile vendor permit system is no longer a viable situation for him. Behind the 8 Balschilt offers general and seasonal tenders for mobile vendors. General vendors operate on public roadways while seasonal vendors are allowed use of one of three vending pads for a maximum of 8 consecutive months. The seasonal mobile vendor tenders are released through a competitive bid and the businesses are allowed to operate from March to October. In recent years, tenders have not been given out until late February or mid-March. Kobisky said receiving their tenure so close to the beginning of the season is like being behind the eight ball, and gives no time to plan for the coming year. Any upgrades, any ordering of ice cream, any enhancements of our shop, any advertising that we do, has been done on faith that we're gonna be in business. Kobisky said it is impossible to grow a business with this type of uncertainty. Community support when attempts to appear as a delegation at Seashelt Council to plead his case were declined. Kobisky turned to the community for support and started an online petition, which has since garnered more than 640 signatures. Kobisky received numerous letters voicing support for his request for a multi-year commitment from the municipality, and speaking to the importance of his business, including from Seashelt and District Chamber of Commerce, Seashelt Downtown Business Association and Sunshine Coast Tourism. Policy is ever-evolving. Lucy Clark, Coordinator of Facilities and Community Services for the District of Seashelt, said that the mobile vending policy is ever-evolving. Clark added that the three mobile vending locations in Seashelt are extremely popular. Already there are 8 applicants for next season. Clark affirmed that the district aims to be as fair can be with its mobile vendors. Clark said she understands that springtime is too late for mobile vendors to organize their next 9 months of operation. One of the things we will be doing is making sure that their request for expression will be out by the end of this year, so that mobile vendors will know what they're doing in 2024, said Clark. As far as multi-year commitments go, Clark said the district is still looking into it. We are going to sit down and go through our procedures. And obviously, I think our bylaw needs to be changed as well for certain pieces, she said. Rotating vendors? With only 3 mobile vending locations in the district of Seashelt, the municipality implemented a rotation system for the permits, vendors hypothetically changing locations week to week, in order to give all vendors a fair opportunity. Seashelt Bylaw 480 states that where 2 or more applicants applying for the same display area are considered generally to be equally suitable, a permit will be granted to each vendor on a rotational basis, assigned by the District of Seashelt. According to Kobisky, rotating to multiple locations has been extremely difficult for vendors. Samir Youssef, who owns and operates Samir's Hot Dog Cart, was open to the rotation system, but found it extremely cumbersome moving his business every week. Even though it's a mobile vending license, most vendors aren't really set up to just pop up and move like food trucks, he said. Youssef said this year he rotated out of his regular location at Davis Bay for months with a newer vendor who sold pizza, but according to Youssef, it confused regular customers. We decided to try it once a week and actually, he had a lot of customers wanting hot dogs, because we've been there for 3 years, he said. It didn't really give him a good start. Clark acknowledged that the current rotation system has caused frustration and said the district is revamping their system to benefit all vendors on the coast. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.